You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. After 30 years, the Christopher Columbus statue at Columbus State Community College is coming down. In a letter to students, faculty, and staff, the school's president wrote, "The move is a symbolic gesture of the college's commitment to fight systemic racism." The removal comes as many around the country have toppled statues of the explorer, and some have renewed calls to remove his likeness at City Hall and at the State House here in his namesake city. Alyssa Washuda is one of those voices. She's a professor of English at Ohio State University and a member of the Cowlitz Indian tribe, and she joins me now. So what does this mean for CSCC to take down this monument?
I'm really happy to see attention to all different sides and facets of, you know, this issue of the ongoing existing legacy of enslavement, colonization, genocide. And I think that it's an amazing and exciting thing that in the midst of so much talk that I hear about how difficult it would be, people saying that the city isn't ready, I think it's so powerful to see that the college made a statement that this is their intention, that they're going to do this. All of these pieces of systemic oppression need to go, need to be dismantled. And this is one piece of a larger thing, but it's very powerful and very visibly present in the city. They are really providing a framing for, you know, the way that the city and the state functions, and, you know, showing the state's and the city's embodied values in these objects.
On the other hand, some defend the statues. They argue that even if Columbus had flaws, the statues represent more than the man. The one at City Hall, for instance, is a commemoration of our relationship with Genoa, who gifted it to us after World War II. So how do you respond to that sort of argument?
I think that there's so many ways to continue updating city programming and state initiatives to reflect the changes in the ways that we're relating and that we're learning about our history. And so I don't think that the, you know, a symbol of that that has so much to do with violence, genocide, and enslavement, that is what that symbol means. That, you know, that's what the image of Christopher Columbus means. There may be other attachments to it, other pieces of its history. But the fact is that taking down that statue, I think only can enhance the positive relationships that may be in some way associated with it, because there will be more focus on those relationships or more space to focus on those relationships.
This afternoon, City Council member Elizabeth Brown tweeted, "It's past time for Columbus's statue at City Hall to go. While we're at it, let's redesign our seal, which depicts his ships that move men here to commit racial genocide." I'm curious if you think there are other things beyond these statues that need to change, like, for instance, the name of our city.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm strongly in favor of changing the name of the city. Strongly in favor of that statue in front of City Hall coming down. I think that there's any number of symbols that we can change, but I want to make sure that, you know, that conversation doesn't lead us to pause on talking about, you know, the movement for Black lives and police violence against Black residents of this city. What really needs to change is ongoing colonization.
Professor Alyssa Washuda, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Claire.